because without me, you can do nothing. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today's saint is yet another martyr. Just yesterday we had Saint George with a fascinating story. But today's Saint Fidelis, which means in English, it means faithful. Or that's where we get our word fidelity. He was an interesting saint because he started his career off as a young man in the courts of the world. He practiced law. And at that time, many of the people with whom he worked, they had this system where they would drag out the cases, probably a lot of what they do still today, actually, come to think of it. But they drag out the cases for as long as they can to make as much money as they can for themselves. But St. Fidelis thought, well, that's really wrong. So he would never do it. He would hurry up. He would do his due diligence with every case, get it completed as quickly and as fairly as he could so that his clients wouldn't have to pay so much money. This made the other attorneys very upset with him, and they complained to him that they weren't making enough money anymore for their family and their children and whatnot. But he held to his own, and eventually he actually was so fed up with the worldliness of the other attorneys in that regard, that they were so unjust, that he decided to leave, and he entered the Carthusian monastery. And this was for him a sort of a new beginning for his spiritual life. Many of the monks there told him that you had better calm down your zeal. He did so many acts of penance and prayer and mortification. And he said, don't force me to stop now. You have had the grace, he said to the younger monks, you've had the grace to live from the cradle on, practicing your faith so well. While I started later in life. And now I must make up for what I had missed earlier on. He said, don't take that away from me. And that was what stuck in his mind his whole life long. Because when he became a novitiate, when he entered the novitiate after all, he received that name Fidelis. Again, it's faithful. And his novice master told him, Fidelis, you must be faithful unto death. Those words stuck with him his whole life long. You must be faithful unto death. Words that we can all take to heart, truth to say. And he was faithful unto death, not only in the practice of his faith, but also in the preaching of it. He died a martyr because he preached the faith to the Huguenots. On one occasion, he was called into a certain city where the heretics were everywhere, and he was sent there to preach to them, to win their conversion. However, God had told him previous to this the time when his death would occur, and he knew when he was sent to this place it was around that time. So he made a good confession before he left, and he took off with all confidence. He went into that city of the heretics. He got up into the pulpit, and written on the pulpit were the words, this will be your last sermon. One of the heretics had placed it there, and it didn't bother him in the least. Calmly, he just said the words, one faith, one Lord, one baptism. And he went on to preach until a heretic in the pews stood up and yelled very loudly and pulled out his musket and shot him in the pulpit, doing no harm to him though. And then many of the other people in the pews, if not all of them, pulled out weapons of all sorts. But he kept preaching for just a moment, and then he realized, well, that it could turn into something very bad, and the Catholics too could get injured. So he quietly left the pulpit. He knelt before the altar in prayer for just a few moments, and he walked out quietly through the sacristy door, and all the heretics followed him. They shot him, they beat him with clubs that had nails in it, all sorts of things. Even once he was already dead, then they still beat his body. And they mockingly said, "Behold, the one who was coming here to destroy our faith and to convert us to Christianity." But you see how it says in the gospel today, or rather it was the epistle, "We esteemed their life as foolishness, and their end as foolishness too." That's what the saints went through. And they mock the martyrs. However, now they're in eternal glory. Now they will never lose that peace that the world cannot give. So today, one word for you. Fidelis. Faithful. Be faithful to our Lord. Whatever comes up today, be faithful. Stay with our Lord at his feet. Because as soon as you leave his feet, that's when all the bad things happen. But like the martyr today, stay at his feet. And there pray, and there you will receive peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.